This is part six of my back on ivermectin, no off ivermectin series of my latest ill health bout, which has essentially been pneumonia, as it's turned out. All the symptoms add up to it. But I can't believe the improvement in the last 24 to 36 hours. I took, when I ran up the white flag, by the way, EK Lippmyer, of course, Perth, Northern Suburbs, it's about 11:30 in the evening of the 8th of February, 2023. About 3:30 yesterday afternoon, so would that be, 30 something hours, a bit over 30 hours ago, 31, 32 hours ago, I took my first antibiotic that, as I mentioned yesterday, my daughter, her partner brought it around, Curum Duo Fort, I took my first one. I've taken another two since, one last night, one today for, was it 1 o'clock or midday, 1 o'clock, something like that. Might have been midday, and I'll be taking one shortly. The other thing I've done since feeling like death warmed up yesterday morning, I've mentioned in yesterday's video, the worst, you know, one of the worst of nights, sweats, chills, fevers, enormous amount of urination without having drunk much at all, and coughing all night and so on. Then I woke up this morning with quite a lot of my energy restored and my mind fog cleared, which much of it had begun to clear last night, and a little bit of the energy had come back late yesterday afternoon. I was able to water the garden, do this, that and the other. Now, while my lungs are gurgling and crackling quite often, and I'm expectorating still an enormous amount, and I sometimes it takes me three or four huge hawks, is that what they're called? Hawks, to get this mass of accumulated phlegm, and sorry about the subject not being very nice, out of my out of my deep throat. Apart from that, my energy levels have been quite high. I've gone today and got petrol because the car was very low, so I've been quite okay to drive. I went shopping, and could you believe it, because it's four nights since I last did my weights exercise outside. I have a three session set of weights I go through, routines. I only started that maybe 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that, because I've become very unfit, quite unfit in the last few years. And the thing that had really brought me to start doing something about it was debilitating lower left back pain, and getting crippling at times. And I've got to try and still help pick up my grandsons and play with them and run around after them, and which all of which I want to do. And these weights exercises in about 2 weeks transferred the back pain to more or less left hip and then leg, and now more or less none. So I'm ecstatic. I had hoped it would be helped with it strengthening my core muscles, and I think it's exactly what's happened. Anyway, every 2 days now I have been doing this set of, generally around midnight, even later, outside, because it's summer, it's quite possible and easy to do it outside, these exercises. Well, I did them again tonight. Now, bear in mind, pneumonia, I wouldn't be surprised if it's double lung, and I did a third of my usual exercises tonight, because I do not want to lose fitness. And apart from some rawness in my lungs from the deeper breathing it caused me, and it must have been about six, seven minutes of exercises, but quite vigorous with short breaks in between. And I'm hoping in two nights' time to go to two sessions, and in another two nights' time go to three again. But apart from this rawness and soreness in my lungs, which isn't too bad to put up with, I'm feeling remarkably good. So three of these, and then coming up shortly fourth of these Curum Duo Fort antibiotics and amoxicillin with clavulanic acid. Maybe that's been a huge amount of it. It would suggest to me it is bacteriological, and a special reference to Annie Stockton, one of the commentators and who gives me wonderful advice, but there are others who are helpful advice and well wishes also, and I thank you for that. It would appear that this you might have called it in your comment clavumox or something, but on this packet clavulanic acid appears to be really helping, and I'm thinking that first antibiotic, I'd taken one nebulizing session beforehand and another two so far today. I've had four full nebulizing sessions with hydrogen peroxide, budesonide, iodine drops, and some saline, which I'm sure must be helping from what I understand about it all. I'm doing remarkably well. I'll be cancelling my usual work tomorrow and my usual work Friday because, for among other reasons, I don't want to spread what I've got to others, and the people I work with, both of them are very sensitive to anyone coming with infections, so I won't do that to them. And I've got an enormous amount to do in preparation for my wife's discharge from Bentley Rehab Hospital and getting her down to Bailing Up, so I'll use what spare time I can get out of it to put to that. Another delightful thing I did today was I spent probably 40 minutes sunbathing. It was sun from approaching 4 p.m, so it was rather mild for Perth sun after 4 p.m, and that was really, really nice, and breathing exercises. Not as deep and long between breaths and holding breaths, etc., and holding empty breath at lungs as usual because of my state of my lungs, but it was really, really nice. I got a lot of watering done, and so I've had a relatively productive day despite being so ill yesterday. And of course, when it's the human condition, most of us, and me most of my life, when my health takes a deep dive, I suddenly appreciate good health. By the way, there's that great expression, truism, the healthy have a million dreams, the unhealthy have one dream. But worst case scenario thinking kicks in, and I thought, oh, the last thing I needed at this very busy time of my life and trying to help my wife, and my daughter had just been in hospital and just got out early than she, that was neuralgia. That's the one thing that I haven't had for a couple of months. It's just started this afternoon, some neuralgia, and boy, oh boy, it's mild, but that involuntary wince, whatever you call it, just gives an indication of, if you've had neuralgia, you know what I'm talking about. It's like toothache pain concentrated in a short burst, and I can get them every 10 seconds for a full day when it flares up bad, and keeps me awake all night. So I'm imagining that it goes away. Where was I? I was worst case scenario thinking, began to think, oh no, right when I'm needed the most to help my family, help with my grandsons and help with getting my wife discharged and 250 km south and all that that's going to involve with her medical condition and her immobility, how long would I be disabled for and immobile for, and sort of, I don't want to say paralysed, but greatly reduced in my ability to do anything. And my word, have I picked up from yesterday mid-afternoon till all through today, it picked up wonderfully. So but my lungs have got a long way to go, I can tell that. So thank you those who are following and that are interested in my well-being. I wish you all the best possible health you can have, because among the human earthly blessings, health is critically important. It's right up there, because if you have bad enough health, you can do next to nothing. We can do next to nothing with bad enough health. And if your health is really, really bad, we can actually do nothing except lie like a vegetable in bed and be looked after all the time. So health is critical. The powers that be in the world that are running the show, big evil, and have captured virtually every government and every major institution and business, etc., major ones around, they're not interested in promoting good health among the average of humanity, not at all. And healthy people are harder to control. Healthy people can be much more independent of government and independent of people who would deign to and dare to do our thinking for us, etc., etc., and make all of our decisions for us. So health is a pearl of great price, a prize of incalculable value, earthly value. We're going to lose it one day when one day our hearts will stop beating when our health's over. But until that time, sorry, my lungs are rather excuse me, rather tender. Till that time, anything we can do to help one another maintain and improve our health, the better. So I wish you the best of health. And if you're not in the best of health, I wish you the means and information and wherewithal the drive and enthusiasm to regain it and maintain it. So thank you. Look, while I'll finish this in a moment, I'll take my fourth Curum Duo Fort right now. I'm going to take it with a spoon of yogurt. And this brand here in Perth, maybe it's Australia wide, I don't know, what's that called? Village Natural Yogurt, Popset Yogurt. So there's my antibiotic, and there's a bit of yogurt. That made it go down easy, helped it down easily. And my last sort of medical job for tonight is my nebulizer. You know, it's an Omron. I really like this machine, NEC801 Omron. And once again, thank you, and I really look forward to speaking to you again soon, and being an even better, greatly, even more improved is what I'm trying to say. Speak to you again soon. Whoops, I should power it up, shouldn't I? Nothing like here in Australia, nothing like 240 volts to make a mains powered machine work. And as you know, I do a full breath in through the nose and out through the nose, in through the mouth and out through the mouth, and keep going, and it takes me at least 15 minutes, and sometimes I think it's closer to 20 to get the whole cup full emptied. Speak to you again soon. Thank you.